around the world seems like a hopeless place, a perfect picture of a hopeless case. 'Cause somehow every now and then the whole world just comes crashing in, till it seems like
welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, Brother.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings from Oklahoma.
And blessings from a cold and snowy radio ranch. It's a little brisk out here. I think we got up to about 18 today for a high. But praise the Lord, that's in the wintertime. That's when it's supposed to be. So, well, I know we have a couple callers, and I'll be tuning in, and when I'll sure let you know, men, when they call in.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And we do all welcome you to Hope is Alive. If there's any questions you have about deliverance, feel free to go to the website, deliveranceusa.com. It is a wealth of information. They're available for you to use as tools to help you. Self-deliverance and deliverance of others. Or you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Do the Supernatural Works of Jesus. Need that book? Call Richard at the office, 307-742-7582, and he will get it out to you. And Pastor, I've been watching a documentary on Netflix called The Pharmacist. And it's a four-parter. It's documenting a man who, back in the late 90s, lost his son to drugs. And through his grief, he channeled it and did something very positive with it, working with exposing the corruption of the drug addictions, the opioid addictions that have gone on in this country. He was seeing it from a pharmacist. He was seeing the doctors that were basically pill mills, the system that was protecting it. And he did everything he could in the physical to come after it. But what really saddened me as I watched it was just how many people were addicted to pharmaceuticals, how many people in our country are hurting, how sick and hurt our people are in this country. And the only thing I kept thinking to myself, Pastor, is if Christians were doing their jobs, they wouldn't need doctors because we'd be healing. They wouldn't need to turn to drugs to deal with the brokenhearted because Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. And it just all comes down to it's Christians not getting the word out there that this is. And I'm thinking as I'm watching this gentleman that's in this documentary is a Christian himself. He's talking about God and Jesus so much in it. And I'm just thinking how much of the Christian world is caught up with addiction as well, too. So that's one of the reasons we're here. We try to get the word out. We try to do what the best we can. And, you know, Pastor, you and I talked about this last week, that when, you know, Christians lose their saltiness, what good are they? And part of that salt is to get this word out here, to do the things, and to do our best to heal the brokenhearted in the name of Jesus.
Well, absolutely, Ralph, and yes, it is sad because it's so widespread, addictions of all kinds, even the medications, even though people need medications certainly in many ways, but well, there's a lot of addictions where they get hooked on it, and we see that. We see people set free from all kinds of addictions at Deliverance Ministries and have for many, many decades, in my case, 42 years in Deliverance Ministries itself, working and using the teams, 36 years. Had a mental blockage there. But yeah, 36 years we've been doing the Monday night sessions, and we just hear these constant reports how people are set free from all these different addictions. It's so widespread, yeah. And yet the knowledge on what to do about it, we've had so many cases where they would go to these different operations where they try to, in a secular way, get the people free, but they're not dealing with the power in Jesus and certainly not casting out any spirits of addiction, which is what we do. And I've had them come after they've done all those others, they come and get free through Deliverance Ministries. So at least we're telling it. It's about a long ways to go considering how many people here in just the United States have got those problems.
I know, and you know, I think about that as I do follow a friend of mine on through social media. I went to high school with him. I just graduated together, and he has turned his drug addiction into positive, really been working with the state and a lot of those areas, and it's Christ-centered, but there's, and I think he's doing a wonderful job, and I see these other Christ-centered organizations here in the area that do a really good job as far as giving people support they need to get off the drugs, help them through the physical addiction of it, you know, giving the proper medicine so when they come off of it they don't have the withdrawals and stuff. But I keep seeing that need to deal with the physical aspects and heal the trauma that brought it, because if that trauma is never healed, those spirits are still going to be there and they're still going to attack and cause that want and desire because it's a familiar spirit. So, but praise God, our Lord is bigger than all of that. Amen.
And yes, so many people have the traumas connected with those addictions, and that's all part of the process we've learned to do, is Jesus will supernaturally take the bad feelings connected with those traumas, and the person will still remember the trauma, but without the bad feelings, which many times was actually the entrance of certain spirits.
Yes. Yes. Pastor, give us an update on Monday.
Well, I think we did 11 cases. I'll be going into the office tomorrow and get the ministry reports. But I believe it was around 11. We had enough ministers for everybody. And it was just a great evening. I had a a woman that was, I guess I was able to get the head demon up. It was a classic first degree manifestation of the demon talking through her. The eyes were different, and all that went with it. I had a couple of people sitting in with me, a woman and a man, and we got to observe all that. And I often think the average Christian has never seen that, where demons are actually talking out of a Christian's mouth like that. I first saw it 42 years ago, is what convinced me. It's sad that more people don't see it. But it was quite spectacular. I had the hit demon point out the most threatening-looking warring angel circle around us. We'd invited the warring angels to circle around, of course, and it pointed it out using the woman's arm. And it turns out this demon was very belligerent and was slow to answer, and it took a lot of prodding with the warring angel with its sword jabbing it. I had it initially jabbed 3 times, next time 5 times, next time 7 times. And each time it would say it hurt. The typical, when I say, how'd that feel? This head demon was deceived. Deceived was a head demon. And I'd say, how'd that feel, deceived? And it was his usual answer, not good. And I'd say, well, it's got to get worse than this if you don't cooperate. You know, the angels are really, it's really great they're there. While we have all power to deal with them, some of them just get belligerent like that. Others are not that way, but this one was. But we worked through it, and she had a number of infirmity spirits that were by the head demon. They were all connected, and in the end, we cast everything out, and she went out a really happy camper. I haven't had a chance to talk to her yet, but again, as I often say, there's no way she wouldn't be better.
Amen. Amen. You know, the few times that I've had a real belligerent demon using the head demon technique, I had found that we had still not had dealt with some root causes. And since they still were holding on to that legal right, still had that legal right, it almost empowered them.
That's right.
So,
happened with my case.
Yeah, same deal. We found some
legal rights that needed to be canceled, and I had to call the person back up because it involved repenting. Mm-hmm. And had her repent, and then I called to see back up. It was interesting for the observers in that to see the real her come back up. She did the repenting and all, and then I called to see back up and hear her face changes, voice changes, and I'm back on a one-to-one with the demon.
Well, it's definitely a good training tool for those that haven't ever seen it, because it shows you this is real. I mean, this manifestation is absolutely real, and I still think back to that time I was out. I think the last time I was out visiting you, and that female was having a full-on manifestation like a wildcat and was trying to climb the walls and everything, and it just it still floors me that found out that they didn't get her through the door closing prayer, and she'd been there before. So it's that was an example of a legal right. I mean, we were able to get it to quiet down and subdue it and get it in control, but it kept coming back, and the basic reason was they hadn't gone through the door-closing prayer with her. So,
yes, it made all the difference.
It is important. If you're out there and you have done deliverance and you've done some self-deliverance at home, you got the book, you're listening in, wanting to learn, there's a process that's there. And well, I remember when I first got the book, I didn't understand the process. And I'm just jumping all over the place with some training videos and this. And now I see it. It's like putting together a cake. You can't put the frosting on if it's still, the batter's still in the, the batter's still in the pan. It hadn't even gone in the oven. So it's a process. It's there. And that process helps be more effective. Obviously, we do have all power and authority, and if we stay on it till way late at night like Pastor said they used to do and just get as loud as they can with them, you can get them out. But, boy, if you can get to that legal right, it's just so much easier, and it's less likely to come back if the legal right's dealt with. Pastor, we have Kathy with us. Kathy, thank you for joining.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Can you hear us? Can you hear me?
I can.
Kathy?
Yes,
okay.
I can.
Well, it was Ralph that was greeting you, and we're so excited that you come on the show with us. And why don't you go ahead and just give some history on yourself and when you were born again, how you heard about deliverance, what your deliverance was like, and changes you've seen, and any other experiences you'd like to share. So just go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I was born again when I was about 9 years old, and I really have had a relationship with the Lord pretty personal since then. There's been some gaps in there, but I knew early on, you know, that he was a protector and that he was always protect me when seemed to be in trouble or things happened in my life and like that. And I found out about the deliverance ministries through a girlfriend of mine. She was sharing with me the experiences that she had had. And I was like, oh my goodness, that sounds like something to experience. So when I attended the deliverance ministries, I really didn't know what to expect. I kind of just went in, and the first thing that we began to do was sit in on a door closing prayer, and that lasted for some time. They said that, you know, we would, you know, be yawning or maybe coughing and stuff like that, which I did experience some of those things. But during that session, I was quite surprised that the Spirit had began to show me a person that I needed to forgive, that I had absolutely no clue that I needed to forgive. I didn't feel like I ever had any, you know, aught against her or, you know, a problem or anything, but the Lord led me, you know, to forgive that person, which I did, and that kind of surprised me that I had that experience. But then another person that he led me to forgive, I had a lot of things happen with that. I mean, I kind of sort of, I didn't know that I needed to forgive this person, but after I did, I just did it by faith, and it just opened up a whole different relationship with us. So that's kind of...
And the unforgiveness, of course, is one of the big doors. It really is the largest of the 15 doors that we've learned about over these years that evil spirits can come through. As Jesus said, if you don't forgive, you'll be turned to the tormentors. And sure enough, the tormentors being the evil spirits, we find most people will have several dozen. Well, go right ahead and share some more there.
Well, As I found out, you know, when they give you paperwork to fill out, they give you what is called, you know, a paper for you circle different things that you may have had problems with and things of that nature. And I seem to have just really been stuck. It seemed like I wasn't able to just really meditate and read the Word and study the way that I really wanted to. And something that I learned when I went to Deliverance Ministries was that it's important to read the Word out loud, that it just kind of gets rid of some things, which I really didn't realize the significance of that. And trying it at home, you know, beginning to read the Word out loud, I can really tell the difference. I seem to feel freer when I'm doing that, and the atmosphere seems to just really clear up around me. So that was quite, that was really nice. I'm enjoying, you know, really reading and studying the Word now, and I found out during that time of circling the different areas that was a Leviathan spirit that would kind of, you know, block your mind and Bible study and things of that nature. So it's been quite an experience.
Well, amen. And And when you were ministered to, how many spirits you think came out?
I'm not really sure. I know that I really began to see the difference once that I got home. I know that that particular one, I'm certain, came out because I'm experiencing freedom in that area also. And then another one I felt like was idolatry, because I had just picked up, you know, eating a lot, maybe just out of emotional eating or just liking to eat, you know, overall. So I found out that that was something that, you know, I was dealing with. And that seems to have really, really subsided. It seems like I have a balance now and am eating when I'm, you know, just when I'm hungry and making better choices.
Yes.
Because it just felt like I didn't have any control over that area for some reason.
Well, idolatry is one of the doors that we can open up. You know, there's nothing wrong with eating, of course, and but if it becomes like a god to some people, and that can be, that's on the list, in fact, where it has become like they're worshiping the food and eating. Sports is an example I often use, like football and fishing myself. But my Jesus is number one, and as I see it, fishing and football is just part of the abundant life. But I see people where the reverse is obviously true, where they are like, that's their god. They're worshiping football, or it could be golf or whatever. And it's like it's become their god instead of just part of the abundant life and having Jesus number one. Well, the enemy takes advantage of that. That's an entry that these spirits can come through. So, of course, the way we close the door is by repenting and making Jesus number one in our life. That's in the door closing prayer. But when these spirits came out, Kathy, did you feel them come out? How do you know they were departing?
I don't really know, other than just the yawning aspect. The yawning and things of that nature is what I experienced. But after it was all said and done, when we were about to finish and then go into the healing aspect of the deliverance, I was just sitting there, because they ask you to just, you know, close your eyes and just relax and sit there and, you know, see, you know, what, you know, listen to see what you hear and like that. And the Lord said to me that, okay, so everything is all closed up and you're all done now and you're okay. That's what he told me.
Well, praise
God. The end.
And that's what you've discovered. You haven't had any more problems in those areas that were addressed, I guess.
No, I've really had more freedom to just be able to read the Word and study and meditate, and more so, you know, in doing, you know, praying intercession, you know, and just doing spiritual warfare, what I used to do so freely. But it seemed like that I had this evil that was trying to keep me from declaring with my mouth. It was just like something was just kept me from opening my mouth and praying and studying and speaking the Word and declaring God's goodness. And just, I mean, things just as simple as, you know, affirmations, you know, even speaking over my own life and my children and my inner circle was so difficult for me. It was just like I had something on my mind, a vice of some sort that was just holding me down.
Well, and of course, think how many people are just like you out there, Kathy, of the Christian body. What you're describing is very common in the people we minister to. That's the mission of those evil spirits, is to block everything, block your gifts, block your destiny, flock life, abundance, and finances. They're out there, Jesus said, to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's what they're doing. And think how many are just like you, you know, here in the United States, just.
Yeah, I am so grateful that, you know, I've been able to experience the deliverance that I've had, you know, and more so to be able to tell others, you know, who are still held captive. That's what I'm so excited about, to let others know that there is a freedom, there is a tool, you know, there is ammunition that the Lord has given us to use, you know, against the enemy, you know. And that's something that I have not had available. Well, it was available to me, I just did not have knowledge that I can just simply speak to these evil demonic spirits and tell them to, you know, be gone. It's just as simple as that, you know, the blood of Jesus, and we can just be free. And I'm just without words. I am so excited to be able to just know that it's that simple, just, you know, using the word of God and staying, you know, repented and forgiving and forgiven. I thought in forgiveness, you know, it's so easy for me to forgive, you know, but I didn't realize how important it was to forgive people. And, you know, without being able to just really pray and enter in and just having the Spirit just reveal to you, like, these people that I didn't even know that I should be forgiven. That's keeping us held up and bound up, and I'm sure that it's holding us back from something good that God has for us, and we don't even know. Because, you know,
that's right,
the enemy has us bound in other areas and not able to just to pray and, you know, go before God's throne and just be free and be able to, you know, praise Him and be able to just be in His presence. I mean, this experience has been so freeing to me. It's just like being saved all over again, it feels like.
Praise God. Well, and too, we've seen the unforgiveness is a huge door for spirits of sickness, spirits of infirmity. As Jesus said, if you don't forgive, you'll be turned to the tormentors. Well, that includes spirits of sickness as well. And so many times, when the people finally forgive, they get healed. I've seen him just get healed from the forgiving without us even addressing it and commanding healing or the spirits of infirmity to go. It's that major. So that's hard to get across. Very few of the body of Christ, it seems, has a real grasp on that, and that's something we're always trying to get out there. This forgiving is really serious thing, and what Jesus said, he meant it, that if you don't forgive, you'll be turned to the tormentors. So,
yeah, I see so many of my family members sick, so this is something that I'm going to begin to pray for them, that they begin to see the significance of forgiving and just pray, you know, that they'll come to the place of forgiving so that the healing will come to them. Because, you know, I have several that are just sick, and I know specifically the two of them is forgiveness. They're having just a real hard time with that.
Yes.
So I'm excited about being able to just, you know, bring some understanding to them where forgiveness is concerned.
Absolutely. I don't pray for people until I ask them about the forgiving. Who do they need to forgive, including themselves? And on occasion, they need to forgive God. They haven't had very good training in teaching. They're not aware of Satan and his demons. So they're blaming
Absolutely.
God for bad things that have happened. They don't know about demons, so they just blame God for all everything. I mean, good or bad,
yeah.
You know. And so that's a major hurdle to get across.
Well, I'm hoping that I'll be successful. I know with God's help I will be, because they definitely have to be loosed from that so that they can go on and be happy and, you know, be healed. Because they really need it.
I bet you've learned, Kathy, you've learned Luke 10:19 by now.
Say it again.
And how much power you have. Oh,
my goodness gracious. I am so excited about going to the training facility for Deliverance Ministries. My goodness, even sitting in on the session with Jerry when he asked me to come and sit in. It is so simple. God wants us to be able to just be free and have a balanced life. And the simplicity of just speaking God's word is just, I mean, we make it out really hard, but it's so very simple. God just gave us his word, gave us his love, and gave us his blood, and that's all we need. We just need to use the weapon he gave us, and that's the word.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Did you see an interesting deliverance with Jerry? What happened there?
Well, the individual that was being ministered to, she was just ill. She had pain in her shoulders and pain in both of her knees, and she had tremors. And when we went through all of the aspects of, the other parts of deliverance, which there wasn't a lot that, had to be gone through at all. But by the time we got to the healing aspect, she was totally healed. And her whole countenance changed. She stood up. I mean, even going up the stairs, because we went upstairs to a room to minister, and it was very difficult for her to get up those stairs. And so after that, she was ministered to and received her healing. Oh, my goodness. Her whole face, she was just happy, and she was just giddy, and she was just talking and laughing. She was walking around and moving everything that she couldn't move before, and she was just a happy, happy person. And when she came out and went down those stairs, she was going down the stairs. She was walking down the stairs. It wasn't like it was when she came up earlier. So, yeah.
Oh, praise God. I love it. And that's what drives us on to keep ministering, doesn't it, Kathy?
Yes, absolutely.
When you hear
hear
the testimonies, you want to do it again. You can help people with the tools that we've been given from the cross, just a matter of applying them. But the person does have to engage, though. They have to do the forgiving. That's such a huge blockage for deliverance and even physical healing. But they have to actually engage and not be passive, we found. Some people come in, they'll hardly. It's a great idea we've learned. Since each person is a captain of their ship, for them to tell the spirit to go first, if you're doing basic deliverance, and it's an added edge, but they need to engage and get into it and really get mad at these spirits in a attacking kind of way, commanding them to go, and it works. It works. Hallelujah.
Yeah. I think the reason why we're so passive sometimes is because we have lived with this condition for so long, and it's become so familiar to us that we kind of think like, oh, well, there's nothing really, we kind of take that pride side of, well, there's not really anything, real wrong with me. I just kind of need this, and I think, or whatever. But I found I was very surprised at what was going on the inside of me and how the evil, was trying to keep me from, my destiny, my purpose, the things that God would have me to do for him in this earth. And, yeah, I was quite surprised.
Well, thank you.
You just kind of have
Kathy,
to go in with the open mind.
Kathy, in just the remaining seconds, what else would you tell the listeners before we wind up?
I think to just give it a try. Come and come to deliverance and sit and take, just come and you will be mightily blessed. You will be so much better once you leave. You'll be glad that you came.
Thank you, Kathy. That was a great testimony. God bless you.
Yes,
I'll be seeing you on Monday night. Bye-bye.
I'll see you then. Bye-bye. Y'all have a great night, too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, she had a lot of passion in her testimony, very uplifting, and I'm glad that she's looking forward to getting the training. And that's probably one of the best part is you set somebody free. I think the second best part is you get a good majority of people that want to learn how to do it to help others. So.
Yes. Yes, it's.
So that's, praise the Lord on that. I mean, just, and you know, she just gave a typical, type of testimony, and I like how she worded it. She found out, you know, that the enemy was there to stop her from all the gifts that she had, And that's what the enemy does, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And Christians are the target. There's really no reason to target the lost because they're lost. So we're the biggest target, and a lot of times they just see that those God-given gifts we have, and they go on assignment just to take us out.
That's exactly right. Besides these doors, we keep running into satanic assignments, and those assignments are coming out of Satan's war room that are put upon Christians that have a lot of potential in the gospel. The enemy seems to sense that, and they put these assignments out where demons are there by assignment to steal, kill, and destroy. And so it's a simple matter, since we have all power in Jesus' name, Luke 10:19, we can cancel those assignments and cast out the related spirits. That's all part of the process.
I liked how excited she got when you asked her if she learned Luke 10:19 when she realized what you had asked. I mean, it was like, I mean, that really just, that verse just really flexes your spiritual muscles. Because all is quite a bit.
Yes. Yes, we keep little. Running into it. Well, I might text our next person.
Okay.
While you're talking there, Ralph, I'll text.
I sure will. And that's,
okay.
And that scripture, if you've listened to this any amount of time, you're going to know what Luke 10:19 is. Behold, I've given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And that is just a wonderful, wonderful promise that the Lord gave us. It's a wonderful power that he gave us. And I was listening to a pastor talk the other day about the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament versus the Holy Spirit's role in the New Testament. And then the Holy Spirit would come upon people, but it wouldn't always stay there. Like the Spirit of God would fall upon Samson, and even David would have the Spirit of God come upon him. And then you know he said in the Psalm, "Take not thy Holy Spirit away from me." And they didn't seem to. Well, they didn't. Because of course they didn't have it because they didn't have. This side of the cross, like we do, access to the blood of Jesus, like we do. They only have the hope of Jesus coming. So, and that's just such a great thing about that, the authority, the power, the helper of the Holy Spirit, the helper, the advocate, intercessor. There's just so many things when I read about the promise of the helper. I was reading it tonight in my Bible study in John. And whenever he uses the word, it says when the helper comes, and a little footnote, you go down there, and it just talks about the Greek and how extensive that word means in the Greek. It's just awe-inspiring. I just thank the Lord that we have that. I thank the Lord that that he gave us that promise. I thank the Lord that he said, "Lo, I'm with you always." I thank the Lord that we were able to do these things through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is such a powerful ministry, and I know that we are really starting to learn that before Pastor Peters passed away. I can see it in some of his messages from the last few years of his life, that he was learning it too and was teaching us. So I am thankful that through that, thankful for getting to know Pastor Cox and his ministry and growing in this knowledge that we have in the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we're able to be a more complete ministry. And I think that was some of the areas that were lacking. Obviously, we're still lacking. Chloe, thank you for joining us this evening.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, okay, you are there, Pastor? Okay, Chloe's with us.
Yeah, Chloe, thanks for calling.
Of course.
Chloe, go ahead and give some history on yourself, where you grew up and all, and then when you were born again, how you learned about deliverance and what your experience was like when you were ministered to and the changes you've seen and any other experiences you'd like to share. So go right ahead, Chloe.
All righty. Well, my name is Chloe, and I was raised in Bethany, Oklahoma. I'm 20 years old currently, and I was born again when I was 8 years old. I got baptized at a Life Church, and I heard through my friend Derek about the ministry, and he was just telling me, you know, you gotta go, and I was kind of skeptical at first, and then I went, and it was amazing. It really was. It was life-changing. I had apparently a guardian spirit that had been with me since I was around 12, and I got to send him to Jesus. He took Jesus, and it brought me to tears. It was just really, really moving. The deliverance and the ministry and the works that these people do through Jesus Christ is just amazing. I can't really find the exact words right now to describe it, but it's really changed my life a lot. I know that I grew up in a pretty good household, but I did have some stumbling blocks along the way throughout my childhood and with my father and my mother and things like that, but they handled all of it. And, you know, giving them the negative feelings and stuff that you feel about your past and everything, you can give those to Jesus, and he'll take them every time. And it's just, it's a really, really, really freeing feeling. And I'm just really happy that I personally went through it myself, because, you know, we all know that the devil's out to steal, kill, and destroy. But through Jesus, we can trample on scorpions and serpents and over all power of the enemy. And I just think that that's such a beautiful gift that we have through him. So.
Yes. Chloe, are you comfortable in sharing some of the spirits that seem to depart?
I'm sorry?
Are you comfortable in sharing some of the spirits that were cast out?
Oh, of course. I had to go through the deliverance. I've only been through it 3 times, but through those 3 times already, there was a lying spirit, manipulation, there was deaf and dumb, there was... there was forgetfulness, deaf and dumb, lying, manipulation. There was quite a few of them. After I believe the deaf and dumb spirit had left, the Lord had revealed to me the gifts that were being withheld from me. And those ended up being empowerment, beauty, purity, courageousness, honesty, and a couple of other ones. But there was quite a few. And I know that on my third deliverance, the lady that I was with, she had to go over the spirit of nicotine addiction with me, and that hasn't come back, and cursing, and it's really all about just like how much you're you're in prayer and how much faith you have in Jesus, because, I mean, through Jesus anything is possible. So I've just
Amen.
Been prayed up.
Hallelujah. I know you enjoyed Linda working with you. Linda's been with us many years and a senior
yes.
minister with us. And she usually gets to the root of them. And that inner healing, of course, sounds like you had some of that where you were able to give bad feelings that were connected with certain traumas or memories. Did that seem to bring you quite
oh, yes.
a bit of relief?
Absolutely,
yes,
it did.
It's huge, Harry.
Honestly, it made me feel like a whole person again. After we brought all of the soul fragmentations back into one being, it really does make you feel wholesome, and you can honestly feel it within yourself making you feel whole.
Amen. Amen. And I'm sure you had some ungodly soul ties that needed to be broken as well. So did she run through that with you?
Oh, yes, of course. I had a few exes, and I had a few family members and just past traumatic events that I needed to break those ungodly soul ties with, and they all got handled, and I mean, I can't really say anything else. I just feel like a million trillion bucks. After going through that, there's nothing that can compare to the feeling of it.
Yes. Just those breaking of ungodly soul ties, a number of times I've had people, well, they feel so good after that they think they're through and they're ready to walk out the door. And when we've still got the inner healing to do, and then the actual deliverance working the problem list. But they feel so good they couldn't imagine feeling better. So you kept feeling better every step you went through, apparently.
I know. I had to get up and do my happy dance. I really did. In the middle, I was like, okay, I got to dance.
Praise God. And did you have any physical healing needs that were healed? Anything worse? As young as you are, you probably don't have much bothering you at age 20. Was your back okay?
Well,
at
I
all?
Mean, on the physical aspect of it, I remember you were talking about how when the unforgiveness finally becomes forgiven, that people's feet and legs will realign and balance out instead of one being shorter than the other. And I remember seeing my left leg just kind of like grow a few inches after I had forgiven everybody. And I was like, what the heck? Like, how did that happen? Linda was like, it's the power of Jesus. And I was like, hallelujah. I felt I couldn't
Amen.
Stop smiling. Oh, very, very freeing feeling.
That's when a lot of people go to chiropractors, you know, to get an adjustment. And we find our Jesus is a master chiropractor, and he will adjust while we watch. And that's
Absolutely.
What we call it, the limb check. And many people, some don't even know it, but they'll have a short leg or a short arm, and as the minister commands those to adjust, the short one will come out. Were your arms okay?
Yeah.
Oh, it was just a
yeah,
short leg.
Yeah, we got my arms and my legs and my shoulder and spine and everything realigned, and you don't have to hear all the crunching
Hallelujah.
Of the bones from a chiropractor, because Jesus does it softly.
Yes, amen. It is most amazing. I've seen thousands of those now, actually 42 years of adjustments like we're talking about. As we speak in Jesus' name, we're holding the person's legs up with their shoes, or you can see the heels of their shoes. And as you command them to adjust, and the short one is the one that usually comes out and equals the other. And sometimes they'll only come out halfway, and that's when we've learned to look up to the person and say, who else do you need to forgive? And sure enough, when they come up with some other names and forgive them, the short leg will come all the way out then. I've seen that, all of us have, of the ministers. And that's just a lesson to all of us, how unforgiveness will block healing and many other things. So, well, praise God, it sounds like you got a pretty good Jesus overhaul.
Absolutely. And like I said, there's nothing, no other feeling or emotion that I could compare to how I felt and how I still feel on a daily basis. I mean, the works of Jesus and the miracles that he provides and shows us on a day-to-day basis is just miraculous. It's amazing.
Praise God. Well, now that you've experienced all that with yourself, it sounds like you're starting to share with others about it and even going through our training now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys are the only ministry that I have been able to, like, find. I mean, internet is popular and people are searching all the time for different things, and you guys are one of the only ministries that pops up that actually has reviews and is what you advertise. You guys do what you advertise, and I had to be a part of it. After I went through it, I was like, I need to help other people with this, because I know, I mean, we all know a few people that could probably use some Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus, but that's just my opinion.
Well, yes, and most everybody has their share of spirits. They come through the generational door, the unforgiveness door, and these other doors that are so easy to open. That's why we've had to conclude it would be an extremely rare person this side of Jesus that doesn't have their share of demonic activity. And we find most people will have around 36 spirits. It's pretty common. And sometimes that's the minimum. So it's no wonder people are bound up with these things. They think it's themselves if they've never had any teaching on deliverance. And there's some groups around, even from the pulpit, that say that Christians cannot have demons. Well, that's doesn't be further from the truth. It's what we see. Not that they can be in our spirit man as a born-again Christian, but since we have three parts, these evil spirits can hang out in the body area and torment our soul area, the mind, will, emotions. And it really saddens me when somebody doesn't have the education to know that those spirits can be in their body and torment the soul area. And if a lot of people will tell them it's just them, it's their personality, they couldn't have evil spirits, so they never seek out any help. And there's no telling how many thousands, probably millions, of Christians that are out there just like that. They have no idea about this truth and these commands that Jesus gave believers and told us what to do.
Right.
So you're in a position, as young as you are, you know lots of people your age, and you know all these addictions and all, they typically have a spirit behind them, Lloyd. So you're in a position to help a lot of people. That's pretty exciting. Think how many that you could help in your lifetime.
And it is. It's very exciting. And I feel like that's something that the Lord has been calling me to do for a while. And I've been praying about fellowship. And I think that he finally revealed to me where I need to get in at. And that was with y'all. So praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, Chloe, we're about to run out of time. What else would you say to the listeners before we wind up?
I would just tell everyone that no matter how hard it gets, just believe and have faith that Jesus knows the plans that he already has made for you. And just stay prayed up, and he will always be with you.
Amen. Boy, thank you so much for sharing a great testimony. And I'm so excited you're going through the training. You will touch many, many people in your lifetime. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. God bless y'all,
thank
and
you,
thank
Chloe.
Y'all for having me.
Our pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I like how she put it. I felt like a million trillion bucks.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's right.
Well, we do love to thank everybody for joining us again this Wednesday. If you have any questions about deliverance, again, at deliveranceusa.com. It's a very, very well put together website. It has just about everything you need for deliverance on there. Or you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Through the Supernatural Works of Jesus, 307-742-7582. Call Richard the office. He'll get it out to you. And of course, if you're seeking or need deliverance, you're welcome to always come up to Oklahoma. But if Oklahoma is not a viable thing for you to do, please get a hold of us. And we have men trained across this country, and we'll see what we can do about getting you some deliverance. Thank you, everybody, for joining this evening. We'll see you again. God bless. Have a good evening.
God bless everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
ooh, and to overcome, ooh, all the power of the enemy,
ooh, to overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
ooh, and to overcome, ooh, all the power of the enemy,
ooh, to overcome. Nothing
will harm you,
nothing
will harm you.